This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, I have a place, a room, where I hang out, a room full of my stuff, my junk, my clutter, a bunch of books, a bunch of bones, you know, like skulls. And I call that space Books and Bones, and it's where I can come to just sit, or to write things down, or even to talk to you like I am right now, as I'm sitting in Books and Bones, talking to you. And there's other stuff, you know, photos and I mentioned clutter, right? So Mosquito, family stuff, band memorabilia. I got a couple squeeze boxes and an old boom box for playing music. It's not a man cave, okay? It's a personal retreat where I can sit in silence or I can sing along with a CD. That's it. That's it. Books and Bones Retreat. And my retreat has been very helpful of late. When I tire of humans, humans that build walls, humans that consume land and water, look for me at the Books and Bones Retreat. So listen, one day in my retreat, I decided to think about miracles. And then I thought, well, maybe that's not the right word. It sounds sort of religious, and I'm not religious. Well, I am sort of, but not really. And but maybe not the word miracle. And I'm thinking, well, maybe wonder. Yeah, wonder. I'm thinking about concentrating on small wonders, natural wonders, old and new wonders, natural wonders, small natural wonders that create, at least for me, that create some joy. So I'll give you a few examples. These are easy peasy, right? I mean, Erythrina flabelliformis, coral bean, blood red flowers on naked branches beside huge boulders, red flowers on rocky slopes. Snoozing native bee in a buffalo gourd flower, snoozing in that blossom. Oh yeah, shh, whisper, don't wake up that snoozing bee. And who's that tubby black bee, you know, stealing nectar from desert willow flowers? Can't get in the flower, you tubby rascal, so you make a cut in the throat, you carpenter bee. The genus is Xylocopa for a carpenter bee. Isn't that beautiful? Xylocopa sounds like a dance. Mexican hognose snakes, are they cool? They are very cool. They pretend to be dead if you're not threatened by them. Oh, they're a very cute snake. Box turtles. Hello, box turtles in the grassland. Box turtles come with joy. You are a small wonder, I say to a box turtle that's sitting in a puddle. Digging in a pile of soil in my nursery, uncovering couch's spadefoot. No rain yet, I whisper as I recover that rascal. Spadefoot's calling from rain-filled puddles. A small, raucous wonder. Acorns. What is it about acorns that make me so doggone happy? Acorns that become oaks. Oh my goodness. Oaks are trees of life. How many creatures, large and small, have my partner, lover, significant other, and I seen in or under oaks. Oh my goodness. Oh, and here's an easy one. Here's a wonderful one. You can do this at home. A small wonder. Flowers on a mini-branched hooker primrose. Flowers unfurling and opening through the night, right in front of your eyes. Bright yellow blossoms open, and white lined sphinx moths slam into the barely open petals. A small natural wonder. Oh my goodness, I'm going to make a list, a big list, you know, here at Books and Bones Retreat, a big list of small wonders that bring joy and make these borderlands beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.